is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, drug trials, specifically Pfizer and the FDA. The Wall Street Journal reporting on Monday what we and other people who actually believe in science rather than the science trademark have been saying all along. The vaccines should not have been rushed to the public. From the Wall Street Journal, why the rush for toddler vaccines? Quoting, "In fact, we don't know if the vaccines are safe and effective. The rushed FDA action was based on extremely weak evidence. More troubling, vaccinated toddlers in Pfizer's trial were more likely to get severely ill with COVID than those who received a placebo. Pfizer claimed most severe cases weren't clinically significant, whatever that means, but this was all the more reason that the FDA should have required a longer follow-up before authorizing the vaccine. Also worrisome, most kids who developed multiple infections during the trial were vaccinated. This warranted more investigation, since experimental vaccines for other diseases sometimes increase susceptibility to infection. Scientists are also discovering that triple vaccinated adults who were previously infected with the Wuhan variant have a weaker immune response to Omicron, leaving them more susceptible to reinfection." In other words, the vaccine is essentially achieving the opposite result of what was intended and what was promised. This phenomenon, quoting again, called immunological imprinting, could explain why children who received 3 Pfizer shots were more likely to get reinfected. The FDA brushed aside the risk that inoculating infants against a variant no longer circulating could blunt their immune responses to Omicron and its offshoots. There's a reason vaccine trials usually take a decade. Some steps can be accelerated, but an extended follow-up is often necessary to ensure potential side effects aren't overlooked. End quote. Nice to see the corporate media is finally paying attention. Topic number 4, secret wars. The United States has reportedly been using a secret authority called 127E to launch at least 24 proxy wars around the world since 2017. This is according to an article published a week ago Friday by The Intercept. The Intercept says it obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request and talked with top officials who are familiar with these programs. These papers are the first ever official confirmation of the so-called 127E programs, 14 of them active in the greater Middle East and Asia-Pacific region as recently as 2 years ago. In total, the Pentagon reportedly launched 23 separate 127E programs across the globe between 2017 and 2020. The Intercept explains 127E is one of several virtually unknown authorities granted to the Pentagon by Congress over the last 20 years. This gives the United States military authorization to send commandos to conduct counterterrorism operations in cooperation with foreign and irregular partner forces. In other words, militias, not officially sanctioned by a government, with minimal outside oversight. The program allows the U.S. to arm, train, provide intelligence to foreign forces, but unlike traditional foreign assistance programs, which focus on building up local capacity, 127E surrogate forces are expected to follow U.S. orders and conduct missions directed by Washington against U.S. enemies to achieve American goals. In other words, they are essentially proxy forces fighting on behalf of the Pentagon. But according to the outlet, almost no information about these operations is ever shared with members of Congress, which is supposed to have oversight over the U.S. military. In fact, a government official told The Intercept that most congressional staffers don't have clearance to see documents reports on 127E operations, and those who do rarely ask for them. The whole program, according to this government official, is designed to prevent oversight. Who are we fighting and where? Who knows? Congress doesn't. Topic number 3, gender wars. This might actually slow things down a bit. An Army training slide obtained by Breitbart News instructs soldiers to shower with transgender members of the opposite sex, even if they've not undergone surgical transition. The training slide offers a vignette instructing soldiers on what to do if they walk into a shower and encounter a female soldier who identifies as male. They're supposed to just pretend it's not happening, apparently. Quoting from the slide, soldiers must accept living and working conditions that are often austere, primitive, and characterized by little or no privacy. That kind of goes as given, but you're really not expecting to be showering with somebody of the opposite gender. You've got young people, late teens, early 20s, mid-20s, suddenly thrown together in that kind of a situation. If I was the father of a young lady, and I am, but if she were to volunteer for the military, because presumably this works both ways, that women going into their shower, seeing a dude identifying as a lady who's still got all his parts, if the military is more concerned with this than actually, well, fighting, we may not have to worry about 127E programs very much longer. Topic number two, unique breakfast tacos. The hashtag Taco Tuesday trending yesterday on social media, thanks to a speech delivered Monday by First Lady Jill Biden. Hispanics are upset. She delivered a speech Monday to the 2022 Unidosis Annual Conference held in Texas, where she offered this opinion on the diversity of America's Hispanic communities.
That the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
First of all, it's bodega, not Bogota, which sounds kind of like a city in Colombia, South America, but even that's not quite right. Anyway, the corporate media reporting on this is using this as one of those Republicans pounce moments. So anytime a Democrat does something, Republicans pounce. But the fact is that Latinos are not happy about this either. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists issued a statement, "We are not tacos. Our heritage as Latinos is shaped by a variety of diasporas, cultures, and food traditions and should not be reduced to a stereotype." One wonders which White House speechwriter won the bet by getting First Lady Biden to say that line. My guess is it's the one who's at Kinko's today making copies of his or her resume. Coming up, if you think politics in the 21st century is brutal, you ought to see them back in the Bronze Age. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Ali Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Ali Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly lowly position to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited. How much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. If you think politics today is rough, go back about 3,300 years. Professor at the University of Haifa claimed last week that he had deciphered a 3,300-year-old stone tablet discovered in Jerusalem about 10 years ago. He says this artifact's inscription was a curse against the city governor of Jerusalem back in the day. If this finding is confirmed, it is one of the earliest inscriptions, possibly the earliest, discovered to date in Jerusalem. Now, Professor Gershon Galil, who was connected to the deciphering of the lead curse tablet from Mount Ebal, Joshua's altar, he is the one who has deciphered this inscription. It was used in a cursing ceremony, apparently, carried out probably by priests or other important figures in Jerusalem at the time, feuding with the city's highest-ranking official. The prose, beautifully preserved after all these years, and it reads as follows, quote, "Cursed! Cursed, you will surely die. Cursed, cursed, you will surely die. Governor of the city, you will surely die. Cursed, you will surely die. Cursed, you will surely die. Cursed, you will surely die." And back in the day, they didn't have Facebook, so when they posted this to a wall, it was literally posted to a wall. Found inside of a Canaanite temple, carved into the side of a hill, in Jerusalem. This is dated to about 1300 BC, which is right at the beginning of the time of the Judges, meaning that this was either the Jebusite ruler of Jerusalem or an Egyptian governor who was ruling the city on behalf of the 18th dynasty in Egypt. This would be about the time of Tutankhamun or I or Horemheb, who were the predecessors to the Ramesside dynasty, Ramses I and his son Ramses II, somewhere in that vicinity. Now, Professor Galil is calling this proto-Canaanite. Our friend, Dr. Doug Petrovich, says this is actually early Hebrew, which makes it even more interesting. We'll be talking to him about that here in the days ahead, but just more proof that A, politics has always been a dirty business, and B, archaeology is cool. The unveiling Skywatch TV's virtual conference continues for one more month exactly, through August 13th. You still have time to take advantage of it. Still a lot of great content here. Two dozen presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, some great talks from the likes of Pete Garcia, Tyler Gilreath, Drew Graffia, again, another just wonderful presentation. Dr. Michael Lake, many others. You can get all of the speakers listed at the website. Sign up now, get instant access in full HD, and you'll also get the first five documentaries produced by Skywatch Films, including the award winners Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. You set the schedule, 30 days to watch all of this content in full HD. Take advantage of it now, DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Now, if you want to watch these documentaries, you can do that as well for as little as just $2, or $3 rather, $2.99 for a seven-day rental on these five documentaries. Includes The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO phenomenon, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, the meaning of the occult symbolism built into Washington, D.C. They're all available right now. Instant access in full HD at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. Archaeology in Israel gets us really fired up, and that's why Sharon and I are so excited about getting back to Israel. We look forward to showing you what we have learned about the Holy Land there and seeing some of the archaeological sites. Our tour, March 19th through 30th of 2023. We'll be there with our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv. He'll show us, based on his research, the historical locations of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. They're not the sites on the normal tours. We'll be there also with our good friends Allie Henson and Donna Howell from Skywatch TV. They are co-hosts of the Simply His program, and we will take you to the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, also archaeological sites like Joshua's altar where that lead cursed tablet was found, Shiloh, where it's believed they may have found the location of the tabernacle for more than three centuries, and of course Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, a 5,000, almost 6,000-year-old megalithic structure devoted to the cult of the dead within plain sight of Mount Hermon. Join us for that. You can find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Donna Howell, she is the featured guest this week on Skywatch TV talking about her book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy. Have our English Bible translations concealed the true meaning of the epistles of Paul, especially as regards the roles of women in the church? This is a hot-button topic. Don't miss this program because it'll make you think. Our broadcast schedule is posted at our website, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can ignore all that. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and you can watch the program right now on your schedule, or add our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Get you all of our video content, news updated three times a week, a calendar of our upcoming events, and you can cast it from there to your smart TV. Google's Chromecast, Apple's AirPlay, most TVs these days compatible with one or the other or both. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Just a heads up, tomorrow's report will be just a little bit late as we're in Oklahoma City, Josh Peck and me, talking about Ragnarok with our good friends at Prophecy Watchers. So Thursday's report will be just a little bit late as we'll be making up for the travel time tomorrow. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.